in the pre-emergent, can't that go over all the grass though?
Okay, the pre-emergent, okay, this is how it works. It's a chemical that gets in the top half inch of the soil, and if a seed germinates, splits open, and splits out that first root, if it isn't successful in establishing that first root, it can't live. And so the pre-emergent burns off that root, and that's how it works. It doesn't hurt the seed and prevent the seed from trying. And so if you do it too early or too late, and the root's already established, by too early I mean that the chemical isn't any longer active and active enough to stop it, then it won't work either. And you can use pre-emergent every other month throughout the year.
On your whole yard.
It won't hurt the grass because the grass has already penetrated through that crust and, you know, it's rooted in the ground.
It's like the little new weeds and stuff that are trying to come in?
Yes, from seed.
Okay, what about your grass that's trying to grow out?
It's so strong and so vigorous that it can penetrate. That first little root from the seed is very tender and soft.
Okay.
Much different.
That's what you're... So it's yeah. Just, okay, gotcha. That's kind of... So this isn't a horrible... So you literally pull that... Folks, I hope you all... I just learned something. You literally need to pull the weed out, get a pre-emergent. But I would think of, like you said, do a pre-emergent several times a year.
Yes.
Just to keep the weeds and stuff out of your grass.
Yeah.
But it does make sense to get in your grass healthy right now before... And while it's still 90 degrees, you know, just the other day it was 99 again. We were 1 degree off the highest it's ever been. So yeah, I actually hope, because I just told you I don't like the mosquitoes and chiggers, and we had a whole show on mosquitoes, and actually he's got some great products that get rid of those too. If we have a good freeze, I'm not a cold weather person either, but you know, if we have a good freeze, it seems like we have a lot less problems the next spring.
You know, there's always two sides of everything, and there's a good side and a bad side, and that really hard winter does cut back on the insect problem, so that's an advantage. I'm not looking forward to one.
Yeah, but, I'm not, I was to say.
If we have one, that's the advantage.
That's the only thing I can think of, because the rest of it, I'm with you. I don't care for it either. Yeah. It could stay just like it is, you know, 75, you know, nice little breeze. All year long, I'd be totally happy.
Yeah.
But again, we'd have, look how many insects we'd have. I guess in different regions, they have that issue when they never freeze.
Yeah, and that's you know, I'm glad. I think in San Angelo we have four seasons, and our winter might be the shortest season of all.
Even more so.
And summer may be the longest. But we have a pretty fall. It's pretty now. We, you know, for a few hours in the afternoon, it's really hot, but it's beautiful in the morning and the evening already. So we need to enjoy it, don't we?
Yeah, I agree 100% because it is perfect. It's probably to get out and get that yard ready to go.
That's right.
So what else are you thinking that we need to be with the pre-emergent?
Pre-emergent and the feeding is the main thing, and then there on a post-emergent is some of you has weeds that aren't grassy weeds, that they're broadleafs and they aren't grasses. There are grassy weeds, but they're not grasses. So that's different, and those things can be killed right now. I tell you what, I think it was last year. Well, I tell you know. When to begin and when to end using pre-emergence and herbicides is nobody knows exactly when that is, and it's all weather dependent. So I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I was thinking, you know, people were saying, should I spray the weeds now? I thought, well, they're going to freeze and go dormant in a few weeks, and it was like 2 months later that it finally froze, and they were just engulfed with weeds, and they wished I hadn't have told them not to spray. So I never know what
you can't predict the weather.
I can't. So
yeah, the weather people hardly have a hard time predicting the weather sometimes. So
that's right.
I mean, that's a good statement. This okay, another country type story. Like out in the country, a lot of the grass is that buffalo grass, mm-hmm. and then you have a lot of the stickers that get in there too. What do you do out there to not have so many stickers?
You mean the sandburr stickers that hurt worse coming out than they do going in? Those are the horrible ones. Unfortunately, in a pasture setting, I don't know anything you can do. But in a lawn setting, the pre-emergent used every other month starting in April, you won't have any if you do that.
It'll get rid of them.
Yeah. The pre-emergent works best where there's some grass competition with the weeds. And bare, where it's not irrigated, it doesn't do well, unfortunately.
Because you need the constant water.
Well, the pre-emergent, you know, I described how it works, but God made seeds to grow, and they're pretty persistent, and they try hard, and we have these chemicals, but they get if there's no other competition, like other vegetation around, the weeds are going to get, they're going to win. Enough are going to win.
Is there time? Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep going. Folks, I hope y'all learned something. I am. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Real Estate U. Tommy has been doing a wild job, so I hope you're listening. Okay, you said pre-emergent. Okay, I'm going to show how stupid I am on the weeds. How do we administer or put this on?
So it's generally a granule. Actually, it's a liquid that when it's manufactured, it's a liquid, and they spray it on a carrier, a little granule, and you spread it on because it's easier than dragging a hose around the yard, more or less, for most people. And then when you water it in, it waters it off that granule and goes into the soil. So it's like spreading fertilizer.
So just exactly like a fertilizer. Just put a fertilizer sprayer and just get after it.
It's a finer grain, and so you have to cut your spreader down tighter, or you'll put it out too fast. So
yeah, I'm already real good at putting out stuff too fast. I figured that out. We're already out of that whole gallon. So I'm gonna come when I come back and get my dust. I need to get another bottle. But folks, I'm gonna say one more thing, and I try real hard never to promote something unless it's really, really good. And you know, you hear stuff, but Tommy, when he said his olive oil, and it's not the olive oil you go buy in the grocery
store.
It's
olives.
Olives oil. I'll get it right. Olives oil. And I'll tell you what we did.
Okay.
I built a little golf cart garage. And you know, that should be a little small, quick project. But you know, if you do construction, that's not how it is.
Right.
It was bigger and more expensive and took forever. But because of my dog, I had to fence off part of my yard to where they could, you know, we wouldn't get out and do this. Mm-hmm. So the part that was fenced off and on the construction, I really didn't get to maintain.
Right.
So in the other part, I'm going to say I didn't do it. Claire did it. Anyway, sprayed the whole backyard with the olive, put the little deal you gave us, a little plastic thing, filled it up, and did it a couple of times, you know, over a couple of weeks. And you could see how much difference it made. Because the other had a sprinkler system on it, so it didn't have anything but water, which, thank good. The fence is right here, it's a little makeshift chain link. One side, beautiful green. Other side, green, but not the same beautiful green. So as soon as they finished, we pulled the stuff out. I said, okay, I'm going to see something. Well, we'll find out for real. So I did this. Not much area left, you know. So I did the olives, put my little hose on, put my little stuff, screened it in, blah, blah, blah. Did it. Waited about 5-6 days. Did it again. Now they both look the same, and it's that pretty green.
All right. Well, that's...
Whatever it is, it works.
That's, you know, there's a lot of ways to live right, to eat right, to exercise right, and to take care of your dirt and your lawn right. But this is one that works, isn't it?
Yeah, I did it in San Angelo, Texas, with San Angelo water this summer.
Yeah.
Did it.
It just seems to work, you know.